It's all he does to get unemployment, correct, since he quit?
Correct.
He does or does not?
Does not.
Instead of, oh, in my opinion, I don't know if it's anything you could tell us about, but we got Cale working for us part-time. He's trained. If Jim feels he would be adequate to do the position, it'd be a promotion from his current position, so I don't know if we need to advertise it or not legally.
We've met this challenge in the past.
Okay.
Yeah, the attorney.
And you have to, the attorney says you have to put it out for application for advertising and then do interviews, and obviously he can be one of them interviewed, but in the past it's been an issue with moving someone up to a different position like that from a part-time to a full-time, and you have to advertise. That's what the attorney said the last time.
Mm-hmm. I know we have it in the police department, though. We promote it within the police department without advertising, but it's just, you got the veterans law preference and things like that, that...
I mean, I think it's, again, a waste of time. We're gonna...
Oh, I do too. I mean, I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying that...
Some clarification from Bill if we can or not, and not advertise it.
Yeah, he's always said that he recommends to advertise.
He recommends to advertise.
Open it up. Yeah, and then the question is, what if we just hire part-time and not full-time? I mean, what if you get two or three part-timers? Jim, what's your thought on that? I mean, you're saving on a lot of benefits.
True.
And obviously the pros and cons.
Right, there's a big pros and cons to that.
I mean, the pros, the city would be saving money. Cons would be hopefully keeping the part-time, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that they're there when you need them. I mean, so obviously, you know, like 2 years ago when we got two huge storms at one time, or within a week, you know, you need your people there. Mm-hmm. To count on. A lot of times, part-time people aren't the best.
Well, look at all the part-time police officers we have, right?
Well, and I guess
they all work full-time.
I guess my point of it is for the cost savings, it's excellent for the city. My problem is when we get a foot of snow on Christmas Eve, we need someone plowing in them trucks. And if it's a part-timer, he can tell you, I'm not coming in, it's Christmas Eve. If you got a full-time employee, that's his job. That's part of the game. So I guess that's my only hang up on the whole just hiring part-time is the snow plowing. You know, last year, if we had every year like we had last year, I'd be all for it. But you never know. This is Midwest, and
yeah.
One year you could have no snow, and the next year you could have 10 snows at a foot apiece or better, you know. That's my only issue on it.
I don't think that we should really turn away. If you get the opportunity to hire like a part-time?
Oh, we don't.
I think that should almost be open all the time. Only, you know, because if you've got something big coming up, or you could have, you know, after everybody's been screened or whatever you got to do for that process, even for part-timers, you get a big snow coming or whatever, you've got 10 guys out there that you could call, you know, or you could say Bluegrass Days is this week. We could use another 5-6 guys this week. Put that work out there for them. I don't think part-time guys are ever the problem. Keeping, I guess I would say. They usually stick around, but whether or not they work or they don't work is another story. But I think if you got applications for
we do have one application for seasonal guys, I would give us for part-time or full-time.
Obviously, you're going to want probably one more full-time guy again, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's
like
the job. I mean, it's the job depends. Full-time, you're going to have more reliable, you know, somebody that you can count on. You know, we've had part-time where, hey, I need to do this particular day. I can't. You know, like, I got the...
Yeah.
Do this or that.
think the bigger issue you're going to have is the starting pay.
Sounds like you just need to put the advertisement out there.
Just put experience with, or...
If the part-time route, have to pay higher.
For part-time.
I'm going to keep them.
Is that just, I wasn't sure what full-time is, isn't it 15? Or we hired Jim at... Do you remember what we hired Jim at? 20?
I think it said 24.
24.
23?
23 or 24, I think.
It was 24.
24? Are you there?
You have to up it to about 55.
22.
Ready.
22.
Oh, yeah, because you do get a raise. That's what I was thinking.
So it's 20 and then 22 and then, is it 24 now?
I'd make a motion to put the ad in.
Oh, you don't have to make a motion. Okay. We'll just go ahead and advertise. Okay, do you want to advertise till, let's see, it's July 7th. Get the advertisement out tomorrow. Advertise 10 days to the 18th. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. What do you think? Probably need more than 10 days.
I would advertise it until the 1st.
August 1st? Okay.
Well, I mean, that's my thought.
Yeah.
That way you may get several.
So,
I know of two that are going to apply for it already.
What's that?
So I know of two that are going to apply for it already.
So August 1st, but then it goes to, so theoretically you wouldn't be able to hire anybody, probably almost to the end of August, right?
Right.
4th.
What's that?
The 4th.
Well, you'd have to do interviews before that.
Oh, well, then let's back it up a week.
After waiting that long for an applicant.
So maybe go to July.
The 21st.
How about July 25th, and then you got the following week for interviews.
I mean, we've kind of had a standing, we have an opening, kind of standing there all along.
For the part-time.
Well, for part-time, yeah.
Yeah, part-time's open, yeah. So. We just haven't done any interviews. We got, I think two applications in there, but... I think there was 4 or 5, but they dropped out. So even if we take applications till the 25th, you can do the interviews the week of July 28th, and then have it on the agenda August 4th for, does that sound right, Mayor?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yes, boss.
Okay, so we're going to take applications till July 25th, do the interviews the next week, and have it on the August 4th agenda.
There you go. Okay.
What's part-time shifts or hours, whatever?
As needed.
Yes.
Yeah. So part-timer could actually work full-time?
No, they got to work only so many hours.
Only so many hours.
So part-time in the summertime is making
How do you set their schedules for part-time? Do they set their schedules?
No, I didn't. So it's about the weather, all that stuff. So
on like rain days, if he comes in.
What's that?
If a part-time employee comes in on rain day, then do you send him home?
I'll let them know in advance when they work. So, and I bring, like Kale, I bring him in at 8. I'll bring him in at 7. And then usually, if we're trying, let's say I got a good week that it's going to be dry. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get the mowing done more towards the end of the week. So then I'll bring him in maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever. So trying to keep all the mowing up the best for the weekend. Obviously, weather doesn't always cooperate.
So you think that part-time would average about 21 hours a week all year round?
No.
Summer. So just summer?
Summer, yeah, more of a summer thing. So this winter, we didn't have hardly any snow, so Cale didn't get any hours then. We had hours when we were doing remodeling, stuff like that, when we had a bigger project, but I think there was, I bet you went 4 or 6 weeks without any hours at one point. And I mean, he was begging for hours, but I couldn't justify bringing them in.
Right.
What's the status on your lawn mowers?
She called me today at 5 o'clock and said they were on the semi. Supposedly, she said if they're on Dorn, if Dorn has is bringing them, she said most likely we'll be here tomorrow. But she said she wasn't able to find out what trucking company had them.
I thought they were in stock.
She said, originally she said she thought she could get them that week, which was obviously not the truth, but.
Disco.
They weren't in stock.
And how's the Toro?
Mm-hmm.
How's the Toro? Were you able to fix it?
You want me to take that?
Can I go down that road?
It's money that needs to be known.
Well, counsel, I'm going to enlighten you on it. The Toro lawnmower we have now was severely damaged. First thing it did was the operator hit a pole with it. And then after the pole was hit, then the operator of the Toro lawnmower went down into an area that he was told not to be in because of soft area, and buried the lawnmower. And in the process of burying the lawnmower, sucked something up into the lawnmower that broke the hydraulic fan motor, fan off, and continued to run the mower, which then got the hydraulics in the mower hot. So when Jim and Bob got a hold of me, I told them, I said, well, first thing we need to do is obviously get the broke off fan out of it, get the hydraulic oil drained out of it, let's see what it's like, and it's burnt. And I said, at this point, we're going to have to put new hydraulic oil in it and filters and put a new fan on it and hope to God it's fine. We don't know. The parts for the fan parts are in.
The guy mowing, is he still employed?
That's the one that's not employed. That is correct.
Oh, he quit.
That's correct.
Wow.
The parts are in. We'll be able to pick up the parts in the morning and then we'll put it back together and see.
It should be back together tomorrow.
It will be back together tomorrow, yeah.
Cross our fingers.
We just got to cross our fingers and hope that this will work. I'm in the 90% that I think it's going to be fine, but I don't know that. And the problem of it is, Jim and I were talking about it today. I told him, I said, the only way you're going to know it is get it back together, get it running, and take it out and start mowing with it and see what it does. If it starts to get hot, then we know we got bigger problems, and then we're back to the drawing board again. If everything seems to be status quo on it, then we'll just keep on running.
That's one we're trading in, isn't it?
No, it's not.
This isn't one.
It's the newest mower we got.
Oh no.
Yeah.
How much are the parts?
I don't remember. What did you tell me the parts were?
For how much the parts cost? Fan blade, the fan was 100. The hydro filters and the fluid and all that stuff. I mean, it's probably gonna be close to $400 or $500.
That goes back to full-time employees care. Sometimes they care a little bit more about their job, or they got more to lose.
That was a full-time
employee. I know, that's wrong.
Oh yeah, see, yeah, yeah.
And now we've got, you know, so.
So, I mean, $500 in parts, but we're doing all the work. So, I mean, it'd probably be a $1,500 repair.
And my thought process as a mechanic, I'm optimistic, but I'm hopeful that this will fix it. I've had a lot of other pieces of equipment that had hydraulic oil get hot in it, and smelt terrible and everything, and just flushed the system out, put new hydraulic oil and filters and ran it. But then again, yeah, but then you got to cross your fingers, because this is a whole different ball game than what I ever dealt with. You know, most of the equipment I dealt with was 50 or 60 gallons of hydraulic oil, not 2 or 3 gallons of it.
So are you able to take part of his wages out of his last check for that?
Can't do that. So, like I said, we will know more once we get the mower back together and get it running. Seems how it was brought up, I thought you should know about it. I was actually going to pull each one of you individually and I could explain it to you, but it is what it is.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. Okay, next item is nuisance abatements, number 23 nuisance abatement.
I put 3 liens on for 3 people that didn't pay their nuisance abatements. And I think there's 4 more invoices that are due, not past due yet, but they're coming up here in July. And I think you're mowing tomorrow. Are you mowing nuisance abatements tomorrow, I think?